stark and serious the shortfall between how much power is available to make electricity to meet our needs over the rest of the decade. That's according to Airgrid, who run the grid, which takes in the supply of electricity made by all power generators. In their annual generation capacity statement, they also warn of an increase in the number of systems alerts. That's when there is a danger of there not being enough power to meet demand. Mark Foley is Airgrid Chief Executive. He came into our studios a short time ago and told us why he's describing the gap as stark and serious.
The Generation Capacity Statement, Gavin, is a document we produce every year for over the last 10 years, which sets out, for the purposes of policymakers and for regulators, what's the future demand for electricity looking like? And we're very good at this. Our track record has been very, very strong in terms of accuracy. What generation is available? And what's the difference between the demand and the generation that's available, which we call the adequacy. This run of the Generation Capacity Statement, not unlike previous issues over the last number of years, has continued to emphasise a continuing gap between demand and generation. This has been building up over a number of years and is due to two reasons. Number one is we have not delivered new generation gas generation capacity onto the market. It has not been successful over the last number of years. Over 600 megawatts has not shown up. And secondly, the older plant is starting to wear and tear and is becoming increasingly unreliable. So we face a very difficult shortage over the next number of years.
You're warning in this report about problems in the future. What about this winter? Is there enough power to get the country through the winter without blackouts?
So separated into two, there's two dimensions here. There's the longer term, where we need to provide new capacity in order to secure the long term and the energy transition to a predominantly renewables-based system. And then we have a reasonably acute short-term situation, both this winter and over the next 3 years. And our solution for that is the procurement of temporary generation, which we're at an advanced stage of, courtesy of new government legislation and indeed support from the regulator. So we have a tight winter, let's be very clear.
Tight.
To your listeners.
Can you guarantee there won't be blackouts this
Can we week? Guarantee? No, we cannot. I cannot give you that guarantee. But what I can say is we have deep experience amongst our team, both the Airgrid team and the ESB team. We have had experience of dealing with a very, very difficult winter last year. It will take an extraordinary confluence of events for the lights to go out. For example, very, very cold winter. No wind on a very, very cold January evening, for example.
Or Christmas Eve, where there's peak demand.
Or peak demand, a situation where the interconnectors are not in our favour. For example, the UK has a similar climatic conditions, etc. And a major fossil plant failing. So it's going to take quite an extraordinary confluence of events to lead to a situation where we don't have enough generation capacity.
If there are problems in the next few months, if there isn't enough power to match demand, what's the contingency plan? I mean, you've talked before about large energy users stepping off the grid. Who would that be?
We've had a very, very good engagement with the large energy users. They would typically be data centres and big industrial users. And I can say with absolute confidence that they are available at a call to make their backup generation available to us in order to keep the system stable. So I think that's a very positive part of this particular contingency. They're available, they're supportive. I was on a call with seven people from around the world yesterday from one of our customers. They're ready if we need them and we can count on their support.
Can a system, creaking as it is, really accommodate or justify data centres on the scale currently here and expected over the next decade?
I'll answer that in two parts. The peak demand growth in Ireland over the last 5 years has been 9% over 5 years, which is a relatively modest increase in electricity demand. Ireland as a country should have been able to accommodate that. We haven't been able to account where we've had issues because of the failure of the capacity market to deliver new generation. So we need to fix that problem. Secondly, looking forward, and this is what the generation capacity says, growth for demand in electricity over the next decade will be of the order of 37%. That's what we forecast. That's the median forecast. That will come from large energy users such as data centres. The electrification of heat and transport as set out in the Climate Action Plan.
Electric cars and heat pumps.
And then economic growth, of which Ireland has had a great record to date and hopefully has a prosperous decade ahead. As a country, 3.7% on average growth in electricity demand per year. We should be well able to accommodate it. And let me say, the last time I was on your show was this time last year.
Yes, I remember.
We launched Shaping Our Electricity Future at COP26. That is the roadmap to allow Ireland Inc. to deliver that. This is achievable. It's about delivering renewable generation, gas generation, building the grid and building interconnection, all of which are in hand. So it's a delivery challenge. It's not a challenge about stopping growth in electricity
demand. Yes, but looking at the record of delivery, this report is all predicated, as you said, on more electricity generation in the next 10 years. But we've already seen power developers pull out in recent years. How can you have any confidence in supply?
I believe with the right parameterization and incentives, there's more money out there than there are projects. So developers will put their money into the Irish market. This is a growing market. This is a prosperous economy.
They're not doing that at the moment, though.
No, but if we get the signals right, if the regulators get the signals right, I'm absolutely confident in the same way as 5,000 megawatts of renewable energy, onshore wind was built here in the last 15 years. If we get the signals right for gas generation, then I have absolutely no doubt it'll come.
How can you be sure that the power plants that have been promised will be delivered or at all?
We've done a due diligence on the current pipeline for projects that have been successful in the auction. We believe a high percentage of those are likely to deliver.
But you told me to start the interview that power that you were expecting for this winter just simply isn't there.
Yes, because certain developers didn't ultimately withdrew and their contracts were terminated. But there is a pipeline there. It is reasonably robust. We believe some of it is going to show up, but we do believe there needs to be.
Reasonably robust, you believe some will show up?
I think a significant proportion will show up. But also, I think we do need to change the incentive mechanism and give more certainty to developers to build new power plants.
You've been warning about problems with supply and demand since 2016.
Correct.
And it's not getting any better, judging from this report. It's getting worse. Why has no one listened to you?
I think two things. One is we've made the points very, very strongly. I think there was an expectation that the pipeline of new projects would all be delivered. Evidence has shown, and the evidence is clear, they haven't been delivered. So there's a need to recalibrate that. I think we are being listened to now. We've made very strong representation to the regulator and to government, and I believe changes are afoot in order to ensure that new projects are invested in.
You've been very critical of the regulator, saying that the market that delivers these power generators, including for this winter, isn't fit for purpose. Is it now?
I think we're in the process of making it fit for purpose through our engagement with the regulator. I think there's more work to be done.
Like?
In order to make sure the incentives are such that investors will invest.
You say there are problems for this year. Could it be worse next year?
I think we'd be in a better position next year. We have 250 megawatts of temporary generation at a very advanced stage of procurement, and we have, I can say with great certainty, if I'm on this show next year, that'll be operating. We are also, courtesy of government legislation, as recently as April, in the process of procuring another 450. We're at a very advanced and delicate stage with major OEMs and site owners in order to contract that capacity. It is our intention, our aspiration, to get as much of that as possible online next winter, or at the very latest, early into the following year.
That's Mark Foley, the Chief Executive of Airgrid.